Welcome back to the best in bikertainment. We're broadcasting live from the floor of the 2009 Seattle International Motorcycle Show. And we have a guy with us right now who wrote the best book about motorcycling that I know of. Honest to Bob, I love this thing. Guy's named Michael Sanders. How's it going, Michael?
Pretty good. How are you, Walt?
Pretty good. And they have a book. It's called Destination Highways. Actually, there's four of them now, right?
There's actually three books, but we also have three companion maps that we now have for them.
Dude, your mouth, okay. Right up to the mic
right
there.
Right up to the mic.
And
there you go.
Kind of flip around so you're facing Walt there. You don't have to look at me.
Okay. So now, it shows that you got four. Which one do you don't have yet?
Oh, I see. What you're looking at is Coming Soon.
Oh, okay.
Coming Soon is Southern California.
Oh, okay. So we have North California, Washington, and British Columbia. Now, British Columbia is where you started out, right?
That's where we're from, and that's where we started. That's right.
Okay. And the reason I love these books is it's a little spiral bound thing, and if you know what area you're going to be in, and they have a destination highways for it, then you can just say, okay, I'm going to be in this area. Let me look at this and find out what's a good place to go riding. And we know that these people are highly intelligent because they believe the best riding in Washington is what I believe is the best riding in Washington, which is right over the Cascade Highways. The problem is they close the darn thing for half the year.
Well, it keeps the pavement nice, though, doesn't it?
I guess it does, yeah. But I absolutely love North Cascades Highway just between Marble Mountain Wood and Winthrop, and I've been over it several times. We go to Tumbleweed there, and they rate that the best ride in Washington, and so do I.
Well, let me say something about that, Walt, because a lot of people know about the North Cascades Highway, and they say, oh, yeah, okay, what are you telling me that's
right.
New? But what a lot of people don't know when they go to ride that road is they'll go up or down I-5, and they'll go to Highway 20, and they'll drone along, pass through concrete, deal with all the speed tax collectors who are on constant patrol there, and finally get to Rockport where the road starts.
Right.
Whereas people who have our books or our maps or who are in the know, and they know that the best way to get there is by way of what's called the South Skagit Highway, which runs south of the Skagit River.
What's that?
And where there are no speed tax collectors and where there actually are some curves and you're riding through the trees along the river.
I can't remember right
and
now.
This is the kind of thing that we
MLS,
show people is MXLS. To how to ride like a local, not like a tourist, when you're riding in areas that aren't immediately in your backyard.
Right. And like I say, I got one, and I just fell in love with this thing because, I don't know this. I came in here in the Navy about 10 years ago, and I don't know all of these nice little back roads. And so I know where I-5 and I-90 is and 405, but there's just so many neat places to go ride. And they're all in Destination Highways, Washington.
Well, one of the ones that my wife and I and the kids were at a family camp this last summer and Memorial Weekend. And we came back, we went across Stevens Pass, got to our destination. Then we came back and we headed down Blewett Pass. We headed over Blewett Pass.
Right.
And they had just paved it. That's a beautiful little road. Mm-hmm. There are tremendous amounts of mountain roads up here, little passes that are in between the large passes that you can. And I talked to Quinn about this, and he said, "Oh yeah, I come up Stevens Pass, come across, hook on the Blewett Pass, go across, and come back 90." And he said, "I used to do that on my day off from work."
Well, first of all, I have to say that you described you're coming back from your destination, and I have to correct you because your destination is the ride. But
that's it.
Well, I'm in a van, so
gosh, okay. Well, if that corrected,
makes a difference.
If it was the bike, it's the ride. I don't care about where I'm going.
Well, absolutely. And what we try to do is, so much of the time have been riding along, and we see a road going off to the right or left, and gee, that looks pretty nice, and. And yet we don't take it because we have no idea what it does or where it goes. And we answer those questions, and you're able to now know if that road is worth taking or not.
Now, are you going to be going into Idaho and Montana here soon?
Well, we are a couple of guys who do this in our so-called spare time.
Yeah,
so,
I understand
how we're
that
not
works.
Dealing with Lonely Planet here.
I know.
And yes, we would love to provide this information for every jurisdiction, but I can tell you that the shorter-term plans involve getting out the Southern California book, which we commented on earlier, and then moving on to Oregon, which every second person who comes to our booth asks us about.
Right.
So we're certainly happy to be here that weekend when we're able to provide that product. After that, yes, places like, Idaho, Idaho and Utah and Colorado, Montana. These are obvious places where we would go.
Right.
You know, when you're speaking of Southern California, we were down again. It was my family. We were on a road trip in the van. And there was a... We went from Ocean City over to Temecula and then back up around and then back around. And there are some beautiful little roads down there in that territory, wine country. And also, I'm trying to remember, there was a... coming up Highway 1 and then shifting over to Highway 101. And there's just all these little roads along there that are just fantastic in California.
You know, Southern California really surprised us in particular because we expected it to be quite overwhelmed by population.
No.
And what happens down there is that all the population is in the basins, and as soon as you get up into the higher desert, there is nobody around.
That's right. Right.
And the roads are twisty. They're not brutalized by weather. It is a beautiful place to ride.
Yep.
And it's beautiful. It's warm.
And it's warm.
And most of the time, it's not raining down
there. Well, you say it's warm. I got to tell you, we were up there, I think it was last year, over the Christmas break, and we were up in Joshua Tree National Monument, which is between, I think it's Palm Springs and around, not far from Palm Springs, obviously high, much higher than Palm Springs because our temperature gauges were showing minus two.
Well, you were down there in the winter, and you were in the mountains.
So that's Celsius, by the way, clarity's sake.
Yeah, it does get cold in the winter on the higher elevations. Yeah. People shouldn't forget that.
I actually lived in that area for a while in Victorville.
Go to Yosemite Park in the winter and see how much snow
they get. Exactly. So now, if you're doing this like kind of as a part-time thing or whatever, what's your real job?
My real job is I'm a criminal defense lawyer. I'm the side of truth and justice. Come
everybody.
On.
No, I'm just thinking you probably need to get on your motorcycle after doing your job to go out and get your brains aired out.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly have. That is correct, and also I have sympathy for those who have unfortunate encounters with speed tax collectors, as I say.
Yep.
Yeah, speed traps. I understand. So now, you make your life, you live up in B.C., is that correct?
That's right. We're from Vancouver. Mm-hmm.
Right in the proper?
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So who's the other guy? You said there's two of you.
Well, Brian, as we say in our About the Author section of the book, but Brian is a, he owns a business. He owns a specialty video store in Vancouver, and so that's what he does with most of his time.
Yep. Well, if you keep this up, maybe, you know, you can make this your primary business. Because I tell you, people see these things and they immediately want them.
You're absolutely right. I mean, obviously, it's, they say you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. That's not quite true. You have to go market the mousetrap.
And, right. Here, we know all about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
This is not my full-time job.
Actually, I've gone into the Cycle Barn. I guess it's now called Cycle Barn. It used to be Harley of Seattle, but they pulled everything into it. But I've been at Cycle Barn in Linwood, and people come up, and they've got stacks of your books laying out. And people go, well, what is this? And I say, okay. And one of the ones I did was kind of like you said, okay, North Cascades Highway is a great ride. How do you get to it? And they start going, well, you just go up 5 and catch, or, you know, or whatever, you go up 9, or, you know, and it's like, no, bud. You go 5:30, and you start, and I just start showing it to them, you know, and it's like, and your little phrase, you know, ride like a local, not like a tourist, and it's like, and they're going, well, I live here, I am a local, yeah, and you don't know how to get to these places,
no.
You know, so you guys like rode everything in Washington or some stuff, right?
That's right.
Now, when you write that, and I have not taken a look at it, but does it also include little places to stop, little towns of notoriety, maybe? I don't know if you want to include eateries because they may be gone tomorrow, but you include little towns to go visit and that kind of thing?
We include, we're mainly about the riding, of course, and that's the whole idea. However, we also include information that would be of interest to motorcyclists, and that would include places to stay, places to eat, and also little tour notes as to, you know, curious places you may want to stop and check out. You know, the Washington book is actually dedicated to... a local hero here in Washington, Samuel Hill, and if Samuel Hill's vision had been brought to reality, Washington would be an even better place to ride than it is because he believed in lots of curves and gradual gradations and not interrupting the topography and Yeah, and he has a, and I think there's actually a memorial to him down nearby the Columbia River.
Wow. Yep. Any relation to James G. Hill, the Northern Pacific guy?
I don't think so, but no. I don't know.
Well, you know what? We're at the end of our segment with you. So, Michael, thanks so much for coming back on the show. Best of everything. And we'll let everybody know. What's the website?
DestinationHighways.com.
Perfect. We'll be in touch.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Take me for a ride in the hill, my soul back a road.